Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, December 26, 2024.
UN General Assembly's Historic Cybercrime Treaty. The United Nations General Assembly has taken a bold step by adopting a historic treaty to combat cybercrime. Known as the United Nations Convention Against Cybercrime, this agreement is the first of its kind in over 20 years, aiming to enhance global cooperation against serious threats like hacking, identity theft, and online fraud. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised this treaty, highlighting its role in promoting teamwork among nations during tough times. He stressed the need for collaboration to protect vulnerable groups and uphold human rights. Philemon Yong, the president of the UN General Assembly, pointed out that this treaty gives countries vital tools to strengthen their defenses against cybercrime. A formal signing ceremony is scheduled for 2025 in Hanoi, Vietnam, with the treaty set to take effect 90 days after the 40th country ratifies it. This treaty also emphasizes the importance of skill development among nations to effectively tackle cybercrime. It represents a united commitment by UN member states to create a safer online environment for everyone. As this treaty unfolds, it is expected to lead to stricter regulations and greater responsibilities for companies to protect data and ensure cybersecurity, highlighting the urgent need for global cooperation in addressing the challenges of cybercrime.
Economic outlook from the Bank of Japan. Kazuo Ueda, the governor of the Bank of Japan, recently shared a hopeful vision for Japan's economy. He believes the country is on track to reach its inflation target of 2% in the coming year. Ueda mentioned that an increase in interest rates is coming soon, but it's crucial to keep an eye on uncertainties in global economies, especially with the new U.S. government's economic plans under President-elect Donald Trump. He emphasized the importance of upcoming wage negotiations between Japanese companies and labor unions, which will significantly influence the bank's policy decisions. Currently, the Bank of Japan has a short-term interest rate of 0.25%, with predictions of a possible rise to 0.5% early next year. After ending its negative interest rate policy in March 2024, the bank raised its target to 0.25% in July. Ueda noted that Japan has made real progress toward its inflation goal, driven by rising wages amid labor shortages. He assured that the bank will continue to support the economy by keeping interest rates low, but may consider raising them if conditions improve to prevent inflation risks. The Bank of Japan plans to release its quarterly report on regional economic conditions on January 9, 2025. This report will shed light on whether wage increases are becoming widespread, which is vital for the bank's next policy decision on January 24, 2025. Ueda's insights reflect the bank's commitment to carefully assess economic indicators and adjust policies to maintain a stable economic environment.
Japan's record budget and economic outlook. Japan is preparing to announce a record budget of 115 trillion yen, about 735 billion US dollars, for the fiscal year starting in April 2024. This increase is largely due to rising social security costs and the need to manage a staggering public debt that exceeds double the country's annual economic output. To improve its finances, the government plans to cut new bond issuance to 29 trillion yen, down from an initial target of 35 trillion yen. This is the first time in 17 years that new bond issuance will fall below 30 trillion yen. The government is counting on projected tax revenue growth, expected to rise by 9 trillion yen to a record 78 trillion yen, partly thanks to a rebound in corporate profits. The Bank of Japan has shifted its monetary policy after years of stimulus. In March 2023, it ended negative interest rates and raised its short-term policy target to 0.25% in July. Governor Kazuo Ueda has hinted that an interest rate hike could be on the way, as indicators suggest Japan might meet the central bank's inflation target of 2% next year. The draft budget, which is an increase from this year's 113 trillion yen, is expected to be approved by Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's cabinet soon and sent to Parliament for further discussion. The primary budget balance, excluding new bond sales and debt costs, is projected to show a deficit of less than 1 trillion yen, keeping the possibility of a primary budget surplus alive for the next fiscal year. Japan's economic outlook has been adjusted, estimating a growth rate of 0.4% for the current fiscal year, down from 0.7%. The growth forecast for the next fiscal year remains at 1.2%. These changes reflect the impact of a slowdown in the Chinese economy on Japan's exports. Overall, the government's budget decisions and the Bank of Japan's policies will play crucial roles in shaping Japan's economic future.
Biden's bold move on death sentences. President Joe Biden has made a bold move by reducing the death sentences of 37 people on federal death row, announced on December 24, 2024, in Washington, D.C. This action is part of his mission to change the criminal justice system in the United States. Biden stated, "In good conscience, I cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions that I halted. This decision affects most of the 40 individuals currently facing death sentences, highlighting the scale of this reform." However, it has drawn sharp criticism from President-elect Donald Trump, who expressed his disapproval on his social media platform, Truth Social, claiming that Biden's actions favor the worst killers in our country. The death penalty remains a divisive issue in America, with public opinion increasingly shifting against it. Biden's decision is part of a broader agenda for change, and its effects may ripple through the political landscape, influencing future elections and the legal framework surrounding capital punishment. As discussions about the death penalty continue, both supporters and opponents will share their views, shaping the future of justice in the United States. What does this mean for the future of justice? The conversation is just beginning.
Russia's shift to Bitcoin in international trade. Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov has announced that businesses in Russia are now using Bitcoin for international transactions. This significant change comes as the country seeks to navigate Western sanctions that have complicated trade with partners like China and Turkey. While local banks are being cautious to avoid scrutiny from Western regulators, Russia is embracing cryptocurrencies for foreign trade and supporting Bitcoin mining, positioning itself as a global leader in this field. Siluanov is optimistic that Bitcoin's role in international payments will expand in the coming year. President Vladimir Putin has also commented, suggesting that the current U.S. administration is undermining the dollar's status as the world's reserve currency, prompting countries like Russia to explore alternatives such as Bitcoin. Bitcoin allows for direct transactions between users and is changing the landscape of international trade. These developments signal a major shift in how countries may tackle economic challenges amid ongoing international conflicts. While Bitcoin offers a way for Russia to sidestep sanctions, it also carries risks due to its volatility and evolving legal framework. This trend reflects a growing interest among nations in digital currencies as alternatives to traditional financial systems, especially in response to economic pressures and sanctions. What could this mean for the future of global trade?
Nippon Steel's $15 billion acquisition proposal. Nippon Steel Corporation, a major steel producer from Tokyo, Japan, is seeking to acquire U.S. Steel Corporation for $15 billion. This proposal has gained significant support in regions where U.S. steel mills operate, with President Tadashi Imai highlighting strong backing from local communities. On December 23, 2024, local officials sent a letter to President Joe Biden, urging him to approve the deal, emphasizing its importance for the economic security of workers. The committee that reviews foreign investments has passed the decision to President Biden, who has 15 days to respond. Both he and former President Donald Trump have expressed concerns about the acquisition, citing national security issues related to foreign ownership of critical industries. Nippon Steel has committed to addressing these concerns, assuring that the acquisition will not be a means to import steel into the U.S. They promise to protect jobs and invest in American facilities, viewing this as essential for future growth. This ongoing discussion highlights the tension between foreign investment and national security in the U.S. The outcome could significantly impact the U.S. steel industry, local economies, and international relations between the United States and Japan.
Brazil's new police use of force decree. On December 24, 2024, Brazil made a significant move by issuing a new decree to regulate police use of force. Signed by President Lula, this decree outlines clear rules for officers on using firearms and less lethal weapons, emphasizing that guns should only be a last resort. This action addresses growing concerns about police violence, particularly in cities like São Paulo. The government aims to enhance police accountability by establishing a national committee to monitor the use of force, which will oversee the implementation of these guidelines. As the largest country in South America, Brazil faces challenges in building trust between police and communities. President Lula's administration is committed to social reforms and human rights, making this decree a crucial step in addressing public concerns about police behavior. The regulation seeks to clarify appropriate use of force and ensure officers receive proper training. Ultimately, it aims to foster better relationships between police and the communities they serve, creating a safer environment for everyone.
Taiwan's semiconductor industry and environmental challenges. Taiwan stands out as a key player in the global semiconductor market, with the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, holding an impressive 64% share. This industry is vital to Taiwan's economy, contributing about 25% to its gross domestic product. However, the rapid growth of semiconductor manufacturing raises urgent environmental concerns. The clash between high-tech production and agriculture is becoming increasingly evident. In 2021, a drought forced the government to prioritize water for chip factories over farms, creating tensions between farmers and the semiconductor sector, which uses around 8% of Taiwan's electricity. As demand for chips surges, driven by advancements in artificial intelligence, the situation becomes more complex. Taiwan's energy policies are under the spotlight. The government set a goal for 20% of its energy to come from renewable sources by 2025, but as of September 2023, only 11% was renewable, with over 80% still reliant on fossil fuels. This raises crucial questions about the sustainability of Taiwan's energy market and its ability to support the semiconductor industry. The environmental impact of semiconductor production is significant, generating greenhouse gases and consuming vast amounts of water and energy. Experts warn that unchecked growth could lead to increased emissions and energy shortages. In response, advocates like Chiyue Chow from the Taiwan Climate Action Network and Lina Chong from Greenpeace East Asia are calling for more sustainable practices in semiconductor manufacturing. They emphasize the need to balance technological progress with environmental protection. As countries like the United States and members of the European Union seek to boost domestic chip production, they face similar environmental challenges. With the demand for semiconductors continuing to rise, it's essential for Taiwan to tackle these pressing issues to maintain its competitive edge in the global market.
Economic struggles dampen Nigeria's festive spirit. As the holiday season approaches, Nigeria is grappling with serious economic challenges. Known as Dedi December, this festive month usually brings joy and celebration, but high inflation, currently at 34.5%, is casting a shadow over the festivities. In Lagos, public relations consultant Fade Bay shares her experience. She typically enjoys vibrant celebrations filled with outings to bars and concerts, but this year she's turned to more affordable activities like reading and watching movies at home. She expresses her disappointment, noting that her ability to dine out and buy gifts has changed due to the economy. With the minimum wage at 70,000 Nigerian Nairas, about $93.33 per month, many families struggle to cover basic living expenses. The rising cost of food is alarming. For instance, preparing a pot of jollof rice now costs 21,300 Nigerian Nairas, up from 20,274 Nigerian Nairas just months ago. Many families are finding it hard to afford meals, let alone enjoy festive activities. Experts point to recent policies from President Bola Tinubu as a factor in these economic difficulties. While aimed at stabilizing the economy, these measures have led to increased inflation and reduced purchasing power for many. Adewunmi Amarua, a strategist at Gatefield in Abuja, notes that the economic climate has drained the joy typically associated with the festive season. The cultural significance of Dedi December is profound, as it's a time for Nigerians to reconnect with family and friends and enjoy various activities. However, this year, many are forced to skip these cherished traditions due to financial constraints. As the holiday season nears, the struggles faced by Nigerians serve as a stark reminder of the impact of inflation and declining purchasing power, leaving the festive spirit feeling subdued.
XAI secures $6 billion in funding. Elon Musk's XAI has triumphantly wrapped up a third round of funding, raising an impressive $6 billion. This brings the total capital raised to $12 billion, highlighting the growing excitement around artificial intelligence. Major investors include firms like Andreessen Horowitz, BlackRock, and Nvidia, with Saudi Arabia's Kingdom Holdings contributing about $400 million. Following this funding, XAI's worth has skyrocketed to $45 billion, nearly doubling its previous valuation. The company plans to use these funds to enhance its infrastructure and accelerate the development of groundbreaking AI products. Notably, XAI has launched Grok, an AI model that creates content for the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. The surge in AI investments reflects a broader trend, with companies like Anthropic securing $4 billion from Amazon and OpenAI raising $6.6 billion in October 2024. In just the third quarter of 2024, AI investments totaled over $31 billion across more than 2,000 deals, showcasing a vibrant market for AI technologies and a significant shift in investment strategies.
Russian cargo ship Ursa Major sinks after explosions. A Russian cargo ship, the Ursa Major, tragically sank in the Mediterranean Sea after a series of three explosions on December 23, 2024. This incident took place about 57 miles off the coast of Almeria, Spain. The Russian state news agency RIA reported that these explosions were classified as an act of terrorism, according to the ship's owner, Oberon Logistica, which operates under the Russian Defense Ministry. Built in 2009, the Ursa Major had a crew of 16, with two members currently missing and 14 having survived. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed that the ship sank after an explosion damaged its engine room. The crew reported that the blasts occurred at 1:50 p.m. Moscow time, which is early afternoon in GMT. The ship was carrying two large port cranes, heavy hatch covers for ice-breaking vessels, 129 empty containers, and a 20-foot container filled with roofing equipment. It had departed from St. Petersburg, Russia, on December 11, 2024, and was en route to Vladivostok in the Russian Far East. The last signal from the Ursa Major was sent at 10:04 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on the day it sank. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service responded quickly to the distress signal, sending two vessels and a helicopter to the scene. This incident raises serious concerns about maritime safety and the potential impacts of terrorism on international shipping, especially amid ongoing geopolitical tensions surrounding Russia. The sinking of the Ursa Major highlights the risks faced by commercial vessels in unstable regions.
Colombia's stand against corporate power. Colombia is taking a bold stand against the influence of multinational corporations on its sovereignty. Led by President Gustavo Petro, the government is pushing to renegotiate trade agreements with the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom. These deals have allowed foreign companies to challenge local decisions, often harming communities and the environment. In recent years, Colombia has faced numerous investor-state dispute settlement cases, or ISDS, which let foreign investors sue governments for actions that might affect their profits. Critics argue this system prioritizes corporate interests over public welfare. Colombia has been involved in 23 known ISDS cases, many initiated by foreign mining companies reacting to environmental protections and indigenous rights. One significant case involved Glencore, a multinational mining company that sued Colombia after the Constitutional Court halted an expansion of the Sergen mine, the largest open-pit coal mine in Latin America. The court aimed to protect local ecosystems and the rights of 35 indigenous communities displaced by mining. Glencore won the initial case, receiving $19 million, or about 76 million Colombian pesos. Another notable case is Eco Oro, a Canadian mining company claiming $696 million, or roughly 2.78 trillion Colombian pesos, after the government took steps to protect high-altitude wetland ecosystems known as páramos. Despite the ISDS system's intent to allow environmental protections, the arbitration panel ruled that the government still owed compensation. The Colombian government argues these trade agreements drain resources, allowing corporations to challenge essential climate actions. President Petro has called for a reassessment of these treaties, emphasizing the need for Colombia to regain control over its natural resources and protect its citizens. Colombia is not alone in this fight. Countries like Kenya, South Africa, and Ecuador are also moving to exit the ISDS system to reclaim their sovereignty. The Colombian ambassador to the UK has criticized the UK-Colombia trade deal, stating it empowers the fossil fuel industry to resist climate action. This ongoing debate highlights the tension between corporate interests and a nation's right to govern itself. As Colombia navigates this complex landscape, the support of its citizens and international movements will be crucial in shaping a future that prioritizes environmental protection and social justice.
U.S. military support for Ukraine amid ongoing conflict. On December 25, 2024, President Joe Biden announced that the United States will continue its military aid to Ukraine following a recent attack by Russia. This assault on Christmas Day targeted Ukrainian cities and essential energy systems, aiming to cut off heat and electricity during the freezing winter months. Biden condemned the attack, emphasizing the need to protect Ukraine's energy grid. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022, the U.S. has committed an astonishing $175 billion in aid to strengthen Ukraine's defense against ongoing hostility. This support includes vital military supplies and weapons, showcasing America's dedication to international security and the defense of democratic nations. The attack on Ukraine's energy systems raises serious concerns for civilian safety and could lead to humanitarian emergencies, especially in winter when reliable energy is crucial for survival. As the political landscape shifts, Republican President-elect Donald Trump will take office on January 20, 2025. His administration may change U.S. foreign policy, particularly regarding the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The situation in Ukraine remains tense, with continued military engagements and international responses. The U.S. focus on helping Ukraine defend itself is a key issue in global security discussions, making it essential to understand these dynamics and their broader implications.
Taiwan's defense budget cuts and national security. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has raised alarms about the serious effects of recent budget cuts on national security. On December 26, 2024, opposition parties in Taiwan's parliament passed a law that will slash defense spending by about 80 billion new Taiwan dollars, or roughly 2.45 billion U.S. dollars. This decision comes at a critical time, as Taiwan faces increasing military threats from China, which claims the island as its own. The defense ministry warns that these cuts could lead to a 28% drop in the defense budget for the upcoming year, reducing spending to below 2% of Taiwan's total economic output. Such reductions could severely impact military preparedness, delaying essential upgrades to weapon systems and hindering Taiwan's ability to respond to threats. Earlier in August 2024, the cabinet proposed a 7.7% increase in defense spending, aiming for a record high of 647 billion new Taiwan dollars. However, recent legislative changes have shifted priorities away from national defense, raising concerns about Taiwan's self-defense capabilities. National Security Council Secretary General Joseph Wu emphasized the need for further discussions, warning that these budget cuts could send a troubling message to international allies about Taiwan's commitment to its defense. As Taiwan navigates these challenges, the warnings from the Defense Ministry highlight the urgent need for a robust defense strategy in the face of both external threats and internal political shifts.
Japan Airlines cyber attack disrupts operations. Japan Airlines, a major airline based in Tokyo, has reported a cyber attack that started on December 26, 2024, at 7:24 a.m. local time. This incident has affected the airline's operations and customer services, raising concerns about potential disruptions to both domestic and international flights. Cyber attacks are increasingly common in the aviation industry, targeting systems that manage flights and customer data. While Japan Airlines has confirmed the attack, they have not yet provided updates on possible delays or cancellations. The airline is working hard to restore its systems as quickly as possible. As a key player in the travel industry, Japan Airlines offers vital services for passengers traveling within Japan and to various international destinations. This cyberattack may raise worries among travelers about data security and the reliability of flight schedules. The growing concern over weaknesses in online security has prompted airlines to invest in protective measures. However, the effectiveness of these measures can vary, highlighting ongoing challenges in the industry. As the situation develops, Japan Airlines is expected to share more details with passengers and interested parties. Travelers are encouraged to stay informed about their flight status and any changes due to this incident.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.